American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Donald Trump is meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin tomorrow in Alaska. Trump wants to bring an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. Speaking at the White House today, Trump said this war should have never started. He also put the blame on the Biden-Harris administration.
It didn't start under me, and for 4 years it wasn't even discussed. And I could see it was going to happen after I left. I could see what was happening. Everything that we did was wrong. Everything that was done was wrong. Everybody's to blame. Putin's to blame. They're all to blame. This is a war that would have never happened.
It is possible that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky may eventually be brought into the talks. A former DOJ employee is facing federal assault charges after allegedly forcefully throwing a Subway sandwich at a U.S. Customs and Border Protection agent during a confrontation Sunday night in Washington, D.C. Video of the incident went viral on social media. On X today, Attorney General Pam Bondi said the man worked at the Department of Justice and was terminated. The Texas Tribune says the Texas Supreme Court will not rule for weeks on GOP requests to expel Democrats who left the state. The governor and attorney general have asked the court to find that Democrat lawmakers abandoned their seats when they left Texas to delay a new congressional map. Tarrant County GOP Chair Beau French made these comments on AFR about Governor Greg Abbott.
Remember, Abbott comes from the world of being a judge. And so I think he is, you know, very particular about wanting to go through the what he, in his mind, is the appropriate process. I would have probably done it a little differently, you know, much more aggressively. I would have just vacated their seats. And I think a lot of Texans that I hear from are saying the same, like, why didn't we just vacate their seats? They've done this before. They did it in 2021, and nothing happened to them in 2021. And that was because, of course, we had, a very rhino speaker at the time, Dade Phelan.
He said the House has a similar speaker now.
This time around, we have a very similar speaker named Dustin Burroughs, who, again, courted support from all of the Democrats to win his speakership. He was not elected out of the Republican caucus. And so I think that, you know, more Texans are awake now than they were in 2021. The pressure has ramped up. And I would say, to Governor Abbott's credit, he has moved to the right.
He went on to say there's talk of Abbott adding more Republican seats to the redistricting map with 9 additional ones. Journalist Ezra Klein recently hosted Mahmoud Khalil on his podcast. One pro-Israel organization shared thoughts on what Khalil said. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
The approximately one-hour conversation covered different topics, including anti-Semitism at Columbia University. AFN was able to connect with Susan Tuckman with the Zionist Organization of America.
First, I'd like to point out that he not only minimizes anti-Semitism on campus, but he also minimized and seemingly justified the massacre that Hamas committed on October 7th, 2023. I think in his interview with Ezra Klein, he acknowledged that the murder of innocent civilians is a violation of international law, but he neglects to point out that overwhelmingly, the almost 1,200 people who were killed and murdered and butchered and mutilated on that day by Hamas terrorists were innocent civilians.
Here's part of what Khalil said.
There's nothing can justify the killing of civilians, and the international law is very clear about that, and we cannot pick and choose when international law applies to us or it applies to others. But also, like, there's another point to this, Ezra. Palestinians don't have to be perfect victims. And that's what the world is asking of Palestinians amid the dispossession, the occupation, the killing.
But as far as the oppression Khalil mentioned, Tuckman said it's simply not true.
In 2005, Israel unilaterally withdrew from Gaza. There's not been an Israeli civilian or soldier in Gaza since that date.
Tuckman said if they're being oppressed, it's by Hamas, not by Israel.
See more news at AFN.net.